Chairman, I would like to start by congratulating you not only on your National Day yesterday, and to thank you for the always friendly and patient way in which you have chaired this meeting. Thus, you have created a good atmosphere for our work, and I also want to pay tribute to the work of your team, of our friends from Yonoda, Interpretation, and all other involved. Austria wishes to complement a number of key points which were not fully reflected in the summary. We assume because you wanted to shorten the disarmament part a lot in comparison to last year. The sense of urgency for the implementation of Article 6 should have been expressed more forcefully in the summary. We were surprised to read that some and not any nuclear weapon states' modernization programs were not consistent with the commitments. We missed the reflection, as in last year's summary, that we have deepened our knowledge about the catastrophic humanitarian consequences. Inter alia, through international conferences, we know now that the immediate, mid, and long-term consequences of a nuclear weapon explosion are significantly graver than it was previously understood. These catastrophic consequences will not be constrained by national borders, but have regional or even global effects, and nuclear weapons are potentially threatening the very survival of humanity. As nuclear weapons pose a constant global threat, it is the shared responsibility of all states to pursue all efforts to contribute to nuclear disarmament. More time should be made available to discuss the catastrophic humanitarian consequences in the context of the NPT. Positions put forward by a considerable number of states, parties, like in that case with regard to Working Paper 9, 21 countries, should be reflected, especially when we can find even comments by just a single delegation in the summary. We welcome that also this PrepCom reaffirmed our shared goal of a world without nuclear weapons, as outlined in the NPT. Austria was among the many states that stressed that continued possession of nuclear weapons fuels proliferation. We could not find this fundamental point in the summary. Echoing most previous speakers and many other states, my country particularly welcomes the contribution to the implementation of Article 6 through the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. We are encouraged by the broad support for this treaty expressed during the last days. This should have been adequately reflected in the summary. There was no welcome, just a note. Indeed, the number of ratifications is going up. Yesterday, Palau deposited its instrument of ratification, and next week, my country, Austria, will do so. My country is firmly attached to the CTBT, which, like the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, is indispensable for the full implementation of Article 6. The discussions held in this PrepCom with regard to the Korean Peninsula once again expressed the call on all Annex II countries, including the nuclear-armed states, to sign and ratify the CTBT without further delay and preconditions. Certainly, the moratoria have to be maintained, which as an interim step, which could have been more forcefully reflected in the summary. Austria places high importance on the entry into force of this landmark treaty, which is long overdue, and welcomes the fact that the IMS is already fully operational. Notwithstanding the unconditional legal obligation under the NPT to disarm and the unequivocal undertaking, I would like to briefly touch upon something that some have referred to as the urgent need to devote more attention to discuss security implications of nuclear weapons. Many delegations underlined that security cannot be based on nuclear weapons. This is even the underlying foundation of the NPT and should have been properly reflected in the report. In this respect, we noted that the report of the Eminent Persons Group, presented by the Japanese Foreign Minister Kono, during our session, calls nuclear deterrence a dangerous long-term basis for global security and encourages all states to seek a better solution. This is precisely what Article 6 calls for, ceasing to base security policy on nuclear weapons. Otherwise, we can never reach the objective of the NPT, a world without nuclear weapons. Finally, let me also thank you for your reflections, in which you rightly underline that the NPT is the cornerstone of the global regime for nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament on page 3, but omitted disarmament on page 1 when you address the NPT as the centerpiece of merely the international non-proliferation regime, but perhaps this is just a typo. Thank you so much.
I thank the distinguished representative of